Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Jesus predicted that the gospel of the kingdom was going to be preached to all ethnos.
Na Yesu ka se onyame asem no ye be kire akire amaama nyina.
And that is what is happening to you today.
Na weni ade a eto ene de due wa.
Our text today is going to be from Genesis 27 and then verse 40.
And
the subject we want to look at is creating a kingdom future.
Can we all say
we can create a kingdom future?
We can create a kingdom future.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 27 verse 40, by your sword, God through Isaac is speaking to Esau.
Na namujaino suo nyame nam Isaac so e kasa kire Esau.
Says that by your sword you shall live.
O say what nia wo wono suno na wajaino suno wo betena.
And you shall serve your brother.
Na wunua no wo be sum no.
And it shall come to pass.
Na bebem se.
When you become restless.
Se utete wo umu a.
The King James version says that when you have the dominion.
Na wo kan King James na osi se wunya tumi a.
You become restless that you shall break his yoke, that is Jacob's yoke of servitude from your neck.
Na se wo tete dia ene na konnua da wo so ena munua Jacob so no ubetumi ebubu no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can create a kingdom future for ourselves as a people of color.
Na se ye ye bibifo ye betumi anya onyame ahinya ne trimpo no e wo ye da chimu ama ye ho.
A kingdom future is one in which God's rule of peace and power and prosperity prevails.
Na onyame ahinya se beba ye da chimu ye ahinya asumdue to me any ye die ewom.
A kingdom future is one in which God's rule of protection, purity, pleasure, and possibilities exist.
Na onyame ahinya ne ye bia asumdue wo betumi aye ikunim die ewom.
The past may not have been yours. The present may not be yours. But your last chance is the future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it possible for you to create a kingdom future? When clearly you are behind in everything, I say to you, through the cross of Jesus, it is possible.
Amen. Na bi sa wo se eh ana so bi betumi abesu bibia fi bi ebibi man ha na nukre ebetumi ase esan se wonyame ebetumi ama aye ne sa na ye hwe e wo mo se Jacob na nka nyoma nyina nkoyie ma no de na so bible ma yate ase se enam Jacob mu onyame esi ni man Israel na Israel no ni edi kan no ai na edi kan no e kire wonyame el no e kire wonyame enu ti wonyame aye Israel sonko e fi baabi a na enyem e ba beto baabi a eyem na ye bisa ye ti bia ya ye wo mu a enye ana so ye betumi etu ano mo efi baabia enyamu akọ baabia ye ana.
I feel very suspicious, something is happening in the spirit.
Na mi jide pa se bibi esi e wo sunsun ya simu.
How did Jacob create a kingdom future for himself?
Na kwan be na Jacob efa e bo sa onyame ahini ewiase edema ne ho.
The Bible says that he was a very quiet man.
Na Bible say no yobi oye din.
He had so much femininity with him.
No yobi a Emmanuel ma ye ewo ni mu ye.
Yeah. I believe that we can learn something from women and some things from people who look like they are disadvantaged, like females. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was somebody who was a quiet man, unlike his brother. He was always at home. And he was the first male cook in the Bible. He cooked some nice tomato stew And the thing was so red that when Esau came from the field, he said that, give me some of those red things. That's why he was called Edom. His nickname is Edom. Edom means red. It came from the tomato stew of lentils that he ate. He had a name, red, because of red stew.
Nah. Jacob ya be modi kan wa ye babu ma wo ye gravy bi mada na ni gravy no ye no gravy no e kan ni nyo nani amo bai wo si ma mi sa gravy bi na mindi anu ti o ne ni be ma wo di kan na masua so ye be ma wo di kan ya wo tumi ye aduane na ye gravy ni ye kokko e ma ni nua e prepare bi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up your hands to heaven. Oh, we bless you, dear Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For solutions. Wow. Jacob was somebody who was always resting.
Nah, Jacob will be another day now, no dear prepare.
He led a very quiet life.
Nah, no, you'll be an abrupt din.
But he was inside seeking the rule of God.
Now when the moon now was just say, when yami peno any when yami ahini ne bebem.
Jacob was not restful inside.
Now when the moon and then you know what dear co
inside he was restless. When somebody is looking for something he has not found, he becomes restless. He is looking, he is seeking the kingdom because he has not found it in his life. He wants to establish a kingdom future. So although he was a quiet man and everybody saw he was a quiet man, his mind was restless.
Yeah.
Although he was restful outside, he was scheming inside. Although he appeared calm outside, yet deep inside, he was a thinking, meditating person.
Nane wo mu se Jacob say ye nyina ya be kan ka ya se o yonipa din din na su woni mu no no di aprapre esa se no ohwehwe bibi se bibi besi onyame ahinie bi ebetumi asi eno te wom ni din din ni nyina no odwene ni din din nyina no di aprapre woni mu esa se ade ano ohwehwe no na ne nsankan ye.
Jacob made up his mind that I will not depend upon the advantages of my brother.
Yeah.
I will not depend upon the hunting skills of my brother.
Yeah.
In order for me to eat protein.
Yeah.
He decided that I will not depend on the natural strength of my brother.
Yeah.
I will not depend on my twin brother Esau. I am going to carve out a future for myself. And that is what I'm telling us.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. You may be a twin with somebody.
Yeah.
And claim we are all from the same parent. We are all human beings. But I came to tell you that God wants you to get a certain restlessness inside where you are restless and you are thinking, how can I carve out a future for myself?
Hallelujah. Na a woman said Jacob de no ye obi anana bra boda di. Na so o ka kire no ho se e woman se mi nua atapeni na ho odin. Atapeni yo be memo a. Na mom se mi hia duane e betumi aye muade amame a. Me ntwe mi nua atapeni. Me ngine mi nua atapeni a ho odin so. Na mom miankasa metina se. Na me so me nya me so ma ho odin se de be ye emoa ade amame. Wan hwe ni nua no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to encourage you. The time of rest is over. The time of working mind is now. The time of deep thinking is now. The time of overdependence is over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was Jacob looked at himself and he said, naturally I'm disadvantaged, but no, that will not stop me.
Nah.
He says, spiritually, I may be, it's just left with my father to confer the blessing. But he did not put a stop to his life.
Mm.
He said, my father doesn't really like me because I'm not a man. Every man wants a man. I am not a man. He loves you so more than me. But that will not stop me. I may seem to be far away. It can happen that maybe generally and naturally, some people think that I'm far away from God, and I'm far away from the kingdom of God, and I'm far away from becoming the person God wants me to be. Can't you see that naturally you are disadvantaged? Can't you see that spiritually you are disadvantaged? Can't you see that socially the tide is against you? Can't you see that emotionally you are disadvantaged? Jacob said, no way. I can create a kingdom future by working my mind.
Na Jacob, na nyoma nyina anko ye mano, na naja eno ne said your do is so. Esa se be me bi a person ne ba wa wo ne be mano be ye memade. Na mom, esa se no anu wo ye din din na ne hunam ne ne nyoma ye na esa ma ma nti na wo nya sa do no. Ne nyina mu wa ma anha no, sunsumu su no nya abakan. Enu tin ka naja wa shire wie ne ka se no de be mano. Wama ankananse nyana ekutia ni nyina wama ankananse okase mi ni esese meye no meye enti wodwene edo ekwase emre du se mi nu mie no ye beja se ye behwe so bi behwayen na yankasa adwene wonya media maye no ye betumi edi adwen ado akwase.
Having a kingdom future starts by being restless inside.
So we benya a hinia dachi and ya papa and say ubenya titinya pria pria bi ewo wumu.
Because of that, Jacob turned the tide. He now became an icon to his brother.
Yeah.
He now became exemplary to his brother.
Yeah.
Suddenly Esau, who had everything, now has to look up to his brother Jacob.
Na esan anamo a otu ya wo dwinedwine kwa akire niti ekowi ase na nyoma sesaye afede na iso mom ena na enhwehwe bibi afi ni nua Jacob ho.
So when Esau went to Isaac the father and said that, have you not reserved a blessing for me, just one blessing, the father blessed him a certain blessing, and the father, or God through the father, was teaching Esau how to break the behind syndrome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How to break the syndrome of looking up to the brother. So the father said that, I have blessed your brother Jacob. I have made you his servant. But this is a special blessing. It will come to a point. When you get to that point,
yeah,
that you are restless,
yeah,
you would turn the tide again. So that the first will get his position back again.
Na emra iso ko neja ho na okache ni se weshira ni nua na wie no si oh are papa na woni shira ketua bi po ho de mame ana wose wo de ni se wo beye woni aketua na akoa na emom se mre bi so na sati biana wuwom na eya atete de ma na apriapria bi koso wo umudi a enye san konua na da wo so na wo se wudi hwe wunua no ebefi wo so enye na abakan benya ne de ne otsosusu ebenya ni shira obi abakwakoda ba bia esese woda.
Let's go back to our text. Let me show you some few things there, and then we will take the home stretch.
Na moma yen ko Genesis wo biom.
Genesis 27 verse 40. God through Isaac is pronouncing a blessing upon Esau. Isaac.
So ode man ba Esau.
Yeah. By your sword you shall live.
Means
you will fight. You'll be a fighter. And you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass. Can we all say it shall come to pass?
It shall come to pass.
It means that you will not be behind forever. God tells Esau that it shall come to pass. When? Can we all say when? It means that that thing will happen. It is not an if, a conditional clause. It is a when, something that will happen to turn the tide again.
Now, where
the King James says that when you have the dominion.
Now, King James say, "Emra when you're to me no."
And please underline the word dominion.
na twa sa dominion ase.
In the New King James Version of the Bible, the word translated dominion is translated restless.
Na wo King James fufuro mu no sa edin no wato ne apreapre.
And other Hebrew understanding of this dominion and then restless is the word disconsolate. Yes. When you become disconsolate, you refuse to be consolated by your position. And you become unhappy about where you are. And you become restless inside. He said you shall break the yoke of your brother. That dependency, it shall be broken from your neck and the neck of your children
forever.
And literally, that prophecy was fulfilled about 900 years after this session in 2 Chronicles. I want to show you, quickly turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 21. And then we shall see how Esau turned the tide around again. Second Chronicles chapter 21 and then verse 8. It happened at a certain period in the life of Judah as a nation. Verse 8 says that in his days, Edom revolted against Judah's authority. And made a king over themselves. They established a shadow kingdom future for themselves. Look at verse 10. Thus Esau has been in revolt against Judah's authority to this day.
Now Esau any Judah to me for a diakon abesine.
At that time Libna revolted against his rule.
Now Libna so ekutiae
because
essence
Judah had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The prophecy that you are going to turn the tide and establish a kingdom future for yourself, Esau, was fulfilled at a time that the descendants of Jacob, Judah, as a nation, had forsaken God.
When
they forsook the rule of God, the rule of God in a shadow form was established in Edom as a nation. I look on the landscape of the world and I say to myself, it is time for us to build a kingdom future for ourselves. Because whereas some people are forsaking God and they are forsaking the law of the Lord and they are embracing legislation for things against the Bible. I say to myself, this is the time for us to seek God. This is the time for us to break the over-dependency syndrome.
Now, I'm not sure you are Simon, you're my echo, so emra nipa nyina ade emra eto ho ekutia enioma ewo eya echiwade ewo nyame asem no ena ma me hu se emra so se yen so ye hwehwe urade emra so se ye de aprapre no ehwehwe urade emra ebinum epu nyame ene ne mra no samre ne mra ewo se yen so ye hwehwe urade
hallelujah
amen.
It is time for people of color everywhere
now ewo se ebibifo ewo baby biara
to know that we can build a kingdom future by being restless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we build the kingdom, the Bible says that we will break the servitude syndrome. When we have the dominion, when we establish the kingdom of God.
Na se yesi wanyamia hinie na na yenye sa tumina.
The rule of man will be over. When we are restless. As we end, I want us to look at some few characteristics of having a restless mind.
Number
one, a restless mind does not say that everything is okay.
Na nipa watiti woni mu no onkase nia ekoso woni hu no eye
it refuses to take consolation
and o yaade asa ye boabua numpa ontie
it becomes disconsolate
na nia wo famu no ema otiti mebro so
it is time ladies and gentlemen to that people of color everywhere do not console themselves because we have adjusted to poverty we have adjusted to looking to some people and copying everything.
Na enwo se se bibi man ye ni je se ehia no ye miamwa ye hu dia kwese ba bi ana se ye ni ye do nyame po asese nkrofo bi wo ha ye sra wo mu di bi man ye enwo se eba ne sa.
So do not have a mind that says that everything is okay, but it has been like that all the time. Now it's okay, Pastor. No, we are refusing today. God is giving you a restless mind.
Amen. Na yanko kaso sofo we fidi dada ye nananuma breso sa anete da bi ye benya titi wo ye mu e be kaso sempo na tisa ye mpese e beto aso.
Number two, a restless mind does not give up until it gets what it is pursuing.
Adwia eye atiti adwene nya dia ejai dia eye num kosese adia ehwehwe no ne nsa beka.
You tell him to shut up, he says no, I refuse to be consoled.
Wo ka chenu so anka nanuntuma wo se da bi mintubi.
Oh, but you are having one car. No, I refuse to be consoled. But you have just built a house that you can lay your head. I refuse to be consoled. A restless mind does not give up until it gets what it's pursuing. May God give you such a mind in the name of Jesus. Number three, a restless mind continually improves and puts information into it.
Na adwia na akuma etete no, den nyina esua se benya nimdia fofro edie gunimu.
A restless mind is not still.
Na adwia eda ho no, ana adwia etete no, enya adwia ewu.
It updates itself, it processes information.
Then you na enyoma fufro or sue nyoma fufro or nya and some fufro edigusa adjunin.
It embraces new ideas. It just considers new possibilities, new matters. It does not say that, oh, this is how we've been doing it. The mind that is restless
na
takes in new ideas.
Adwia eya adwia eya tete adwe no ade fufuro bi ba eya de e makwan na di dwuma e wa adwe no nya de a e ka se o we de nya ya mre so a e bi adabi dabi na mom ade fufuro na e ba no adwia eya adwia e tete no eje.
Young people, you have to be reading.
Na mrantie ne maba wa e wo se ye kenkan.
Don't hate knowledge. I went elsewhere. Anytime they sat in the bus, they take a book and they are reading. And the dust came, people are looking through the window. In the train. Oh, it's interesting. In the train. They are reading.
Mercy.
Have you seen this? There is a train that takes you so fast in Heathrow. It takes you so fast. You see, because the airport is very big. It's the busiest in the world. Every minute, a plane flies. Every minute. I didn't believe it until I saw the thing scrolling. Every minute, 24 hours, a plane full of people lifts itself up. And there is a, this speed, this train, it is so fast. I don't know. It's so fast to take you where the flight is. And the people sat down. Those who are sitting, they open book. Which month are we in? January, have you read? What about February? Anytime you book, take a book, you feel like sleeping. That's not a restless mind.
That's a shock. Now, what's your call, baby? Na baby o kwa no kwa fu tren bi na tren ni mri katu no enye ye die bi ato ne bo ansa na jaki eho no wutina mu ana de wo kọ na ne ohu ye ne se abrofo e wo mri nyina pren ni na ja pepe na ofo book no okenkan na yanu mu fu e no obi obi adi na ni ati action tokro no mu ohwe se de tren ni kọ sho sa obi afo book na wo bi so se na sa dwin we na sa tete adwin na wo mu a edi ade na wudi gu mu foforo. Now I say, baby, I'll call you. No, we'll be a cure book. I work in can we be so January. I buy a book. Ben our kind February. No one may I hit March and up what you do. May I hit our kind of a woman up and watch us here.
Don't hate knowledge,
man. Put so we be soon before.
Don't be dull of
man. You want to say, baby, piano, who be in your number to watch in
the
okay, Babwa.
Number four.
That is so nine.
Restless mind does not say there is nothing we can do about it.
Na adwuna edi apreapre no enka se sadie weya esi yenishia ebetumi ayewo.
Jacob did not say there is nothing I can do about it.
Jacob enka se metibia mi wo mi ewo musa enye de na sumi ntumi enye hwe wo ho enka sa.
There is nothing like a corrupt nation that God cannot do anything about it.
Na o man bi di ho a yebetumi enka se proye ewo mu a onyami ntumi enye hwe wo.
Number five.
Yeah, to sunum.
A restless mind has not been sold.
Na adwuna eye atete ne nya dia sa adwun ne yaton.
Tell the person sitting by you, stop selling.
Na kache ne oto unchen se jae tonton no.
Or rather, be careful what you are selling.
Ne mo sheye ade awoton.
Yeah, that's better. Be careful what you are selling.
Ade awoton ni sheniye.
Because some things you should not sell them.
E san se nyo mabi wo ho an se se woton.
Jesus sold his birthright.
Na iso ono de na bakan tumi an owo no woton ye.
What are we selling today?
E den na ye ton ene.
If you will sell anything, don't sell your mind.
Se wo beton bibi biara mpo a enya wadwen.
Don't sell your mind for money.
Men don't want join and find niska.
Don't sell it for visa.
Men don't want join so the budget visa.
Don't sell it for recognition.
Men don't send nipa behu.
Stick by the word of God.
Jina wanyami asamso.
Stick by what God has done for you.
Na jina niya wanyami ediama onoso.
You should not compromise it because you want friendship of somebody or some people.
Men don't want join essence. Upesa wini ebinu mayanki tahudi ananyonkofa.
Ecclesiastes 7:7.
Nah, Ecclesiastes.
The Bible says.
Bible say.
That a gift destroys the heart. The Hebrew word translated heart is mind.
Wasi a chedia bi waha a sayadrin.
A gift.
A chedia.
Some people like gifts a lot. Give me gift, give me gift. From man of God to the least, beware of gifts.
Because
Ecclesiastes 7:7 says that surely oppression destroys a wise man's reason, and a bribe or a gift debases the heart.
Now I say, atete etumi sɛn ne ɔwɔ nimdeɛ adwene na mmom akyɛde ana bribe ɛsɛ wadwen.
Gifts can be used to buy you.
Na yebetumi nam akyɛde so atɔ.
So be careful that you don't sell your mind.
Hwɛ yie sɛ bɛyɛ a wontɔn wadwen.
Number six.
Yɛto so nsia.
And I'm bringing my message to an end.
Ɛdema sɛm bɛwie.
A restless mind is after God's mind.
It
thinks like God. Isaiah 1:18-20. Come, let us think together. God is saying, think like me. Because if you do that, you are going to eat the best things of the land. Don't think like an African. Think like God. Because when God comes to your house, he will see opportunities. So see like God.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.